Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:05. We're going to top out at 52 today. Andy and Mel brought to you by Kosama. It's an 8-week boot camp program using a bigger variety of workout methods, kettlebells, kickboxing, plyometrics, resistance bars, suspension training, and weighted bars. Check out kosama.com. So the big presidential debate was last night. I watched about 25 minutes of it.
I watched none of it.
Most places you read this morning are going to say, well, it looks like Romney won the debate. Of course, it has nothing to do with actually getting elected, but, well, it does. I guess I shouldn't say it has nothing to do with it, but it doesn't exactly guarantee, you know, there's a couple more debates plus a vice presidential debate coming up. So if you're really into politics, man, you were just, didn't know how to contain yourself last night. And Chris Matthews had a little trouble containing himself afterwards. He's kind of an Obama homer. At least it sounds like to me from listening to this. Listen to him freak out here. Oh, wait. I got to push a different button, apparently, to make that play on the radio here.
Okay.
Now it'll play on the radio.
What was he doing tonight? He went in there disarmed. He was like, oh, wait, an hour and a half, I think I can get through this thing. And I don't even look at this guy. Where's Romney? I love the split screen. Staring at Obama, addressing him like the prey. He did it just right. I'm coming at an incumbent. I got to beat him. You got to beat the champ. And I'm going to beat him tonight. And I don't care what this this guy moderator, whatever he thinks he is.
And then I'm going to go boxing. And I'm going to beat somebody up. And why am I still yelling?
You sounded just like him.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So there's also the issue that I did see it a lot on Facebook and Twitter, and I didn't see this part of the debate, so I was really confused by it.
Are you talking about Big Bird?
Yes.
I was so confused.
I'm like, what the hell? Big Bird? What?
I thought he called like Obama Big Bird or something. I didn't understand what was going on.
And basically, Mitt wants to go to Sesame Street and shut it down.
Crappy day. It's taking the show away.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to Sesame Street.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS.
Today?
I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to keep on spending money on things to borrow money from China to pay for.
Okay. Crummy.
This is obviously a very tender topic.
Mitt Romney pulls the plug on Sesame Street.
Okay. After I found out, it was like, oh, I don't want to keep shelling out money for PBS, then it made more sense. But I was just like, Big Bird, okay.
I know, I was so confused. There was pictures being posted on Facebook with Big Bird, and I'm like, what? What is going on?
And I kind of had to laugh at the people who are like, he wants to take Big Bird away. Okay. You know, they could put the show on a different network.
They totally can.
You know, it wouldn't necessarily be the end of it. I mean,
it's not like there's not... You know, how many channels on...
I mean, Scrubs went from NBC to ABC. It's happened before.
Yeah. Pretty sure somebody could easily pick it up.
What's a better show all time, Scrubs or Sesame Street?
Sesame Street.
Talk about apples and oranges. It's hard for me to decide. Early Scrubs, yeah, it's better than Sesame Street. End of Scrubs, nah, not so much. I'd rather watch a bad episode of Sesame Street. Anyway. It turns out you ladies you're lying to us.
Whatever.
You're hiding your secrets.
What?
But luckily I found an article in the Daily Mail that tells me the truth. That you naturally beautiful women aren't naturally beautiful. You're still doing stuff to yourself.
I would not consider myself naturally beautiful. Like, I need makeup.
94% of women are waxing or bleaching a mustache to keep that a secret. I thought you were all just naturally hair free on the face.
You are into a certain age.
90% whiten their teeth.
Yeah.
Just thought you were doing a good job brushing your teeth. 79% of you are using fake tanner.
Yep.
Okay, well, that one I kind of knew. But some of you, I didn't know this, don't have perfectly shaped eyebrows. You're plucking them.
Duh. Or waxing them.
And 36% of you are coloring your hair. Yeah,
yep.
That one I knew.
I do all those things.
But this survey that I found in the Daily Mail, it said that men say their wife or girlfriend is naturally beautiful.
So
basically
they
saying they're still good looking when they're not all made up.
So without makeup is what they're saying.
That's the way I took it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without makeup, I look like I'm sick.
You don't look nearly as bad as you think you do.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Okay. Well, thank you, I guess. But I...
Because you're still, like, you're... Because what usually looks funny on pale-complected people is, like, their eyelashes disappear.
Right.
Like, it's just skin, then eyeball, and then more skin.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But you have darker eyelashes than you think you do. So your eyes are still there.
That's true.
It's not like you just have a couple of eyeballs on a face. And there's nothing to define them around it.
I feel like I'm sick without makeup on. Like, I look like I'm sick.
That's because it's always in the morning.
That's true.
When you look at yourself, yeah, you probably do look sick. I mean, that day you were late coming in here at 10 after 6.
And I had no makeup on.
You looked sick. But it was because you'd been awake for 20 minutes.
Right, right.
More so than
That's
the
true.
Makeup. So
it does take a little waking up.
Go a whole day without makeup and see if you still think you look sick by noon.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
I've done it at home before.
Okay. We do have some tickets to the Heartland Country Corn Maze. We're going to give those away coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:23 up to 52 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Wake up in the morning feeling nothing like P. Diddy.
My daughter kind of freaked me out a little bit. How much they listen?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're always watching you,
right?
Well, she was getting out of the truck after coming home from daycare yesterday.
Yeah.
And she goes, "I want you to whistle, baby." I was like, "Oh yeah, she is listening to the. At least she's listening to my station, I guess."
Yes.
Just glad we don't play Candy Shop anymore. Yeah,
it's a catchy song.
I'm glad the music for the most part is cleaned up a lot more than it was about 6 years ago. 6 years ago, if it was a hip hop tune, it was something dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a few,
yes,
but not as bad as it was. Anyway, so as for the we were talking earlier about the whole the money thing. You know, $900 was lost out of nowhere. Or $1,100 was lost by this guy up in Hastings, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Reported it to the police. Police got $900 with a note that said, "Sorry, I really needed $200. But the guy got his $900 back. And would you be upset by this if you only got the $900?
I think I'd be mad, but I would be just happy.
Probably get
I
over got, it quick.
Yeah, considering I got most of my money back.
Yeah. Robin's on the phone. How are you, Robin?
Good.
So, would you be upset or okay with getting 82% of your lost money back?
Well, being a single mom, I'd be just happy. Happy, happy, happy to get that much back. Because that's a large chunk of change to lose.
It is a very large chunk of change to lose. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Got another text or email from Jessica. She said, here's another thing. How would the dude even know it had been reported lost? If I found it, I would be afraid to turn it in. And come to find out no one reported it, and then the cops keep it for themselves. Well, that's not how that works.
I think there's like a 30-day thing or something.
I thought it was 90.
Is it 90?
It's 30 or 90, and if you don't, law may be different, but I'm pretty sure here, if no one claims it after 30 days, it's yours.
I think so.
So, it doesn't just go to the police, no, unless they suspect it was drug money. But if it's just if it's $1,100 in a bank envelope,
right?
I don't think they're going to suspect drugs.
No, and I'm sure, like, when he called it into the police, I mean, he gave a description of what the envelope looked like, and...
Yeah. So, I doubt it would be anything that severe. Abby's on the phone. How are you, Abby?
I'm good, man. I'll give the guy B+, man.
B+?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. I think so.
I'll give him B+, man. He gotta pay his bill somehow.
And... If he really needed it, you bet. That would be the way to go. Thanks for the call, Isaac.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Isaac, not Abby. My bad, Isaac. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a girl's name. This is Abby. How are you, Abby?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, would you be upset with only getting $900 back?
No, I actually just got my wallet stolen, and they racked up, like, $600 on each of my credit cards, and they had $500 cash in there. and I kept telling, like, if they just kept the cash and left all my credit cards alone and, like, kept, gave me my Social Security card, and it would have been a lot less trouble. So I feel like them giving back the $900, that's less money that he would have had to come up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty awesome that they just took 200, just took 200, because they could have kept the whole thing.
And I don't know how, if you really needed the money, how you don't see that as it's fate. I was supposed to get it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you could have easily kept all of it. Uh-huh. I would have been like, oh my God, I needed this money so bad.
Thank you for the call, Abby.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye. But here's, I'm going to play devil's advocate. What if you really needed the $200?
True.
You know, you had to pay off your bookie or your loan shark or something like that.
But
you got a loan from the Norwegian mafia.
$900 back is better than none back.
True. Very true. Okay. Better than nothing. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We've got Dirk coming up in just a few. Also, in about, I promise at this hour, and it will happen, in about 5 minutes, Heartland Country Corn Maze tickets. Be ready for those. That's coming up next. It's 728, Hot 104.7.
Colorado Tech.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 742. Every time I hear that song, I think my wife is nearby. You know why? Because it's the ringtone for her text messages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the one she has for text?
Well, I just made it and put it on there, and it was, she's got a really old phone.
Oh.
And so I put it on there like 4 years ago, and she's had the thing for 4 years. And so whenever she gets a text, it's the chorus of Angels on the Moon.
Hmm. She is thinking about getting a smartphone, though.
Thinking about it.
I think she'll get one.
Someday. Maybe when they don't have dumb phones anymore.
You can no longer buy a dumb phone. You must only buy a smartphone.
By the way, I'm loving not dealing with the voicemail lady.
Yeah?
You got to get that. You got to set up Google Voice on your phone.
You got to show me how
it's
to do
great.
It.
It's great. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool, huh?
It's a little complicated to get set up. Kay. Actually, a listener over Twitter, thank God, helped me.
Oh, really?
He pointed me in the right direction to set it up because I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Cool.
Anyway. So, we got Psychic Tiff coming up 8 o'clock this morning, or just after 8. We will be talking to her if you got a question for her. And she's going to be in town here.
The 13th. Yeah. She's going to be doing a gallery reading at the Sioux Falls Convention Center.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, we're going to see if we can get her in here that Friday.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Cross fingers.
So, we were talking earlier about how I had this story about how you ladies are, you know, hiding your secrets, how you're not actually naturally beautiful all the time, that you're still, even when you're not wearing makeup, doing stuff to make us think you're hotter than you really are.
I never, ever said that I was naturally beautiful.
But 90% of men say their wife or girlfriend is naturally beautiful, which is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little naive.
Maybe a little.
Based on that. But anyway, Rob is on the phone. How are you, Rob?
Not too bad. How about you?
Pretty good.
So I'm calling about that article you read on the Daily Mail.
Yeah?
I can totally agree with... I've dated some girls that look completely different without makeup, but my wife, I can wake up in the morning right next to her and think, oh my God, this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Aww.
And then she farts.
Andy.
No, she walks out of the room for that.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he says they've been married for 4 years. He has not once ever known her to make number two in the bathroom. Never.
Okay.
What?
Well,
never.
That's a little more, like, that's extreme.
I know.
How does she hide that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, you have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife and I have been together for almost 11 years now, and Saturday we'll be married for 5 years, and I mean, it's very comfortable. I mean, it's not like
it's not like you're grossed out by it. I mean, if you've been married that long, there's been plenty to gross you out.
Right. I mean, I've seen two kids born, and
yeah.
But no, I mean, I can completely agree with that mindset that there are guys that think their wives or girlfriends are beautiful without makeup.
Yeah.
It's because you love her. That's why.
there's the other side of the spectrum too, though, because
there are some that don't look so good with them.
It's like, who the hell are you?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Rob.
Yeah, bye-bye. Have a good one.
Yeah, that blew me away though when this guy told me that. I will leave them nameless. Those who were there know who I'm talking about, but not once ever. How does that happen?
I don't know how she's able to hide that. Because, I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And over how long have they been together?
4 years, I think.
So she's never had, like, stomach issues or anything?
4 or 5, yeah.
I mean, like, how?
I know.
I don't understand how you could be
wait until everybody's gone?
That would not be fun.
No.
That'd be uncomfortable.
Could be. Especially if you got a stomach bug.
Yeah. I don't understand how he is never. And how does she like not make it smell? Like
you guys are the queens of making stuff smell the way you want it to,
That's true.
Not the way it's supposed to, but the way you want it to.
She must have some secrets that I am not aware of.
I know.
I would like to know her secrets.
I know. I am curious to know if there is anyone else out there who is totally hiding everything from their husband.
I don't know.
Such as that. You know, if you're waiting for your husband and kids to leave before you
go number two.
Before you do God's work, I guess.
I am baffled by that.
Before you make some room. I would be curious. Or guys, if your wife is like hiding it from you. Like you've never ever seen her on the toilet.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I don't either. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:55. We're going to top out at 52 today. It's 40 right now. I don't know why we always end up in the toilet, but we somehow manage to do this, but it...
Bathroom humor is funny.
Well, it can be. But I find it funnier when it comes to, you know, the denial that it exists. I find that incredibly amusing.
Agreed.
And some people, especially girls, try to make the world think that they don't need to ever use the restroom. In fact, when I was in high school, there was a very dingy girl who tried to say that exact thing to me.
What?
I don't poop. Which was even more ridiculous than the embarrassment she had. Anyway. I thought it was more embarrassing, honestly. But a guy I know said that his wife, he has never seen her on the toilet, ever. They've been married for 4 years.
That is so bizarre.
Curious if anybody else has been in the same boat. Katie's on the phone. How are you, Katie?
They were talking about how their wives would hide it from everybody. Okay, when I first moved in with this guy, he wasn't my husband, but he was my boyfriend, and I didn't want to poop in front of him, so every time I'd go shower, I would just turn on the shower, and he would think I was showering, and I hid it from him the whole time.
Wow! I am just
shocked. Crafty.
I guess so.
But, you know, why were you so embarrassed?
How did you, when you came out and your hair wasn't wet, then what did you say? Or was he dumb enough he didn't notice? Yeah, okay. I was going to say he was a guy. He didn't notice.
Yeah, I was going to say you guys never notice anything.
No.
Yeah. Or he was just being polite about it and didn't want to call me out. I don't know.
That's funny. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
We have another caller who would like to remain anonymous here. Ms. Anonymous, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I used to make my husband, like, be on a different floor in the house than me for, like, 5 years. Yeah, and then the kids came along, and they always bust open the door now, so it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I can't even get any privacy when I'm trying to go to the bathroom. My girls, every single time, my girls will come in, hey, Mom, and it's nothing important. They just want to talk.
Yep. And they're,
I'm like, can I please have some privacy?
Yeah.
And for some reason, my wife thinks it's hilarious when I'm in the bathroom.
Yep.
And she'll go, what are you doing? She just thinks it's hysterical. I don't get it.
Knitting. Yeah. I'm knitting.
I'm baking brownies in here. What do you think I'm doing? Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got a text that said, I have been with my fiance for 10 years, and he will run the bath while he takes care of business.
He?
He.
Okay.
Then takes a shower to cover it up.
What? That sounds like an extreme waste of water,
first
of all.
His excuse is it just lets the water get warm.
Okay.
Now, I need to run my shower for a little bit, too, before I get hot water.
Yeah, I do,
too. But not that long.
That's a long time.
That would be a really, really long time.
I would run
time.
Out of hot water.
You didn't say to be anonymous, so I'll just say Sarah said I was successful in hiding the bathroom stuff until I had back surgery and, never mind. You should have pre-read that one. That is, even too much information for me.
Oh boy.
Wow. This one says, when I was dating my husband, I only ever had a problem going number two at his parents' house.
That's, I can understand.
I grew up in an open family of five siblings with only two bathrooms, but his family was more proper.
Mm.
And would leave a weekend at their house in order, in so much pain, holding it, I guess. By the way, my mother-in-law has this stuff in all her bathrooms called poo-pourri. We have had it.
I have some in my bathroom.
I have my sample still left over as well. I don't have much left. It works great.
It does work great.
I had the super duty.
Yes.
Version of it.
Poo-pourri is awesome. I didn't find a local store that sells it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We found it like, what was
online.
It?
Online.
It was over a year ago,
I think.
It
was over a year, yeah.
No, it was just about a year ago because it was like, right, we did a video. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
I don't know, but we know that the poo-pourri works.
Yeah, and
it smells like lemons.
We emailed them for samples, and they sent us some samples. And
Big box full of them.
And I did a video that I've still got it. I don't think I've posted it on our new website yet. But
should post it, because it's pretty funny, and it works.
My wife was impressed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Psychic Tiff is going to be calling in here very shortly. If you would like to talk to her, ask her a question, please make it specific, and call right now, 361-5557.
Hot 1047.com.